بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We began the discussion with regards to علماء have mentioned من أراد أن يكون كسبه قيما فعلي أن يحفظ على خمسة أشياء. علماء have mentioned that if we wish our livelihood, our earning our livelihood to be regarded as pure and to fall within the category of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he said, "Inna atyabal kasbi kasbut tujjar." He said, "The purest and the highest form of earning is the earning of a businessman." In order to fall within that category, to be regarded as a businessman in the sight of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to earn reward with regards to earning our livelihood, ulama have mentioned that the businessman should be conscious of five things. The first, Allah يؤخر شيئا من فرائض الله لأجل الكسب ولا يدخل النقص فيها. First, we mentioned previously that earning our livelihood, involvement in trade, in commerce, etc., should in no way cause us to delay any of the faraids that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made farz upon us. For example, our salah, etc. Nor should there be any deficiency in our salah or in fulfilling the faraids of deen. In other words, timeously to come early to the masjid, try and come at the time of azan, or at least make our salah with takbir ula, etc. Not that we are involved in business, so we come last minute, etc. The second prerequisite or condition, ulama have mentioned, Allah yu'zi ahada min khalqillah li ajli kasb. That in earning our livelihood, we should in no way hurt or harm anyone from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not usurp the rights of anyone. We should not be doing anybody down in earning our livelihood. The third condition, أن يقصد بكسبه استعفافا لنفسه ولعياله ولا يقصد الجمع والكثرة. This is very, very important. That what is our intention in earning our livelihood? Very many of us would like to say that we are earning our livelihood in order to put halal rosy in front of our family, or in order to fulfill our needs and necessities. That is the answer we would like to give, and the other is what the reality on the ground is. Many of us have long time ago passed the point of need and necessity. And now business has become something where we are showing off. We are trying to do the next person down. We are trying to show an ostentatious and a flashy lifestyle. And this is something that Islam looks upon very, very gravely. The rewards are very, very great when earning our livelihood, but the niyat and intention should be, like we mentioned, to acquire halal earning and to become independent, not to have to stretch your hand out to the next person. Many, many hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us that don't let the object and intention of earning your livelihood be to show off, or to put the next person down, or to make him realize how well you are doing, etc. In other words, al-jam'a wal-kathra. Don't let it be the accumulation of wealth, or to live an ostentatious lifestyle. The fourth condition, Allah yajhad nafsahu fil kasbi jiddan. The fourth condition, ulama have mentioned, is that do not exert yourself excessively in earning your livelihood. Allah's Rasul said, اِتَّقُ اللَّهِ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. He said, fear Allah and adopt moderation. Islam does not stop you from earning. What Islam stops you from is what we call in Urdu, bagdor, where you are chasing morning till night. You don't know whether it's daytime, you don't know whether it's nighttime, whether you are with your family, whether you are in the masjid, wherever you are, all the time the mind is working. I've got this project, that project, I have to do this, I have to do that. Rosy and risk comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There has to be this element of conviction. Allah ta'ala will give me what is due to me. I am required to make effort, but I am not required to make that effort the object of my life and let my entire life focus around my business. Majority of us, if you have to analyze and look at our lives are not focusing around the masjid. Our lives are not focusing around earning our akhirat. This is something unfortunately has become by the way. Our entire life focuses around our business. We a lot of time jokes about this type of thing. For example, very, very famous. They say one elderly person was on his deathbed. Yeah, he started looking for his sons. Where's the one son? Where's the second son? Where's the third son? Each one said, Papa, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. Then he said that if all of you are here, then who's in the business? We find that we would have heard that before, something that is amusing. But what is the underlying message behind that? That the entire life is focusing around the business. The entire life is focusing around the shop. We've long ago passed the point of necessity. Now this has become the object and purpose of our life. And this is something that Islam prohibits. That don't finish yourself. You are required to make an effort, but you're not required to finish yourself in earning your livelihood. What is due to you will come. Stay within the parameters of Shariat. And devote your life to deen. Devote your life to earning your akhirat. That's your purpose. The other day, I remember I was traveling a few days ago with somebody on a flight. And the whole flight, the person says, I'm over 70 years of age. And then without any element of remorse, the person says, Marana, you know what the reality is? My janaza will be taken out of my business. Now that seems an innocent enough statement. My janaza will be taken out of my business. But if you analyze that statement, what is behind it? In other words, my whole life is this business. If the whole life is this business, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, as you live, you will die. And as you die, Allah will resurrect you. Allah protect us. This is the whole point. We don't want to be raised up on the day of judgment as businessmen. We want to be raised up as those who pleased Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our entire life. We want to be raised up as those who had their focus as akhirat, not this dunya. So this is why it is very, very important. This fourth condition that is mentioned, Allah yajhad nafsahu fil kasbi jiddan. That don't overexert yourself. Don't make your entire life focus around this business. Allah give us the perfect one.